Good morning. Everyone enjoying the weather? Look at some of those smiles that are out there. So blessings on being able to make it here. And for those that aren't, that are connecting in, welcome to our time of worship here at St. John's. It's a blessing to be able to gather in and connect in and share in this time together. Share a couple of announcements with you. First, please be in prayer for Stacy and Jeff Rutledge and family. Stacy and Jeff got called up last night to Grand Rapids, Michigan, because Stacy's mother was near death, and before they actually got there, she did pass away. But Jeff and Stacy are up there now, and family is here, and we're keeping you in our prayers. Third Thursday Senior Luncheon is scheduled for this Thursday at 11:30 a.m. in the chapel. February Gathering of the Gift Gals is scheduled for the 27th at Mancino's, and is a sign-up sheet on the bulletin board. And also be reminded about the Faith and Family Night with the Toledo Walleye Hockey Team, March 9th. Details are on page 7 in the bulletin. Also, as you look at the announcements, be aware or remember that Buffy is looking for people to share with her favorite hymns and favorite songs to be able to include those in worship services. So please think about that, and Buffy is ready to receive. So with that news, let us turn to our opening scripture for this morning from Psalm 29, verses 1 and 2. In the aspect of ascribing to the Lord or giving to the Lord what he is due. So Psalm 29, 1 and 2. Ascribe to the Lord, O mighty ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Let us bow in prayer before the Lord. Lord, we do come to ascribe you glory. We thank you for the blessing of life in Jesus Christ. We thank you for your love, and we thank you for your forgiveness. And we pray that in this time of worship, we would open up our hearts and pour out our gratitude and our thanksgiving to you. In Christ we pray, amen.
As we come into worship this morning, what do you bring with you? Do you bring trouble? Do you bring praise? What a privilege it is to lay it all at the feet of Jesus. And in surrender, we wait for God to impact this place.
Covered in grace, found in your mercy. like a mighty river, like a rushing wind sweeps through me, right through me. Love like a thousand oceans, like a symphony sweeps through me, right through me. As I worship in surrender, I feel heaven drawing closer. As I lay down my defenses, oh, your love invades, and I praise for the impact. Your love invades, and I praise for the impact.
Let the heavens rejoice and praise him. He deserves our love. Rise up and praise him. Worship the Holy One. Following that song, we are going to sing, "Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord." If you're able to, please rise and join in singing with us.
Thank you. You got it?
Hello. Good morning.
You can all hear me from up here, but I just want to make sure that everybody else can too, okay? How are we doing this morning? Good. Today is your birthday. Happy birthday, Ryan. You're welcome. Hey, can you guys tell me what this is? Well, yeah, paper. What is this, though? Kennedy. I'll give you a hint. It's the bulletin. That's right. That's right. This is our church bulletin. I got a large print one so that everybody can see it today, right? What is on the third page? Evelyn, you do need to sit down, okay? What is on the third page of every bulletin? Kennedy. Yep, yep. So it's called the Order of Worship, right? The Order of Worship. Now, I'm not going to point any fingers or say that it's anybody in my family, but what that order of worship does is it tells us exactly what we're going to do next in worship. And when that gets a little thrown off, or somebody forgets to do, say, maybe the announcements, or say one of the prayers, the family gets a little flustered because it wasn't printed in the worship. Or say, when the little cross that tells us to stand isn't when we're supposed to stand. Now, wait a second. Is that what worship is about? No, it's not. What is worship about? Loving God. That's right, Ellie. That's awesome. So wait a second. We've got this nice printed order of worship. Why do we get so flustered? And again, I'm not calling anybody out. Why do we get so flustered when, say, we get into church and this is really long, or it's on a second page and we say, oh, it's going to be so long today? Is that what worship is about? No. Worship, what does worship mean to you? When you come into church on a Sunday morning, what does worship mean to you? Ryan. Yeah, what does worship mean to you guys? Well, it kind of goes back to what Ellie said. It's loving God. It's not, Pastor Eric says something in his sermon today about worship not being mechanical, right? Worship comes from our heart. So when we walk into worship on a Sunday morning, or those of us that are home and cozy and watching worship from home, because they might not have been able to drive here with the snow, it's about our heart and God and having that love for God, right? Not about this piece of paper, right? No. No, right? So today and every Sunday, one moment please, when you come into worship, let's open our hearts to God. Open the eyes of my heart, God, right? In a second, honey. All right, let's pray together. Gracious Lord God, I thank you for the ability to be here worshiping with these young hearts, knowing that all of us in this room are your children, and we're afforded the ability to praise you, to love you, to open our hearts to you Sunday mornings and every day of the week. Lord, just we ask that you continue to fulfill us in our time of worship and continue to grow closer to you. In your loving name we pray, amen. Thanks for coming up.
Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord God, we bow before you. The truth of Scripture reminds us that you are everywhere at all times, beyond our understanding, beyond our imagination. And so we bow in your presence. Lord, for those that enjoy winter and snow, we thank you for that blessing. For those that can't wait until spring, we pray for their faithfulness and patience. Lord, we pray for safety on the roads as people travel back and forth. But Lord, I was reminded in Sunday school of just being quiet And one of my joys is to watch the snow come down late at night, early in the morning, and there's a softness, there's a quietness that fills your land. And Lord, may this time be a time of softness and quietness in our prayers before you. Lord, I thank you that through the power of your Spirit and the love of your Son, our hearts have been impacted by faith, have been impacted by the truth of Scripture, and that our hearts can rise in this time of worship to praise you for the gift of your love and the gift of your forgiveness, the gift of your grace, and the gift of the promise of everlasting life. Lord, in this week, we are mindful of now three families that are mourning and grieving in recent times of death. Lord, we pray for Jim McCurdy and all of his family and Ron's family. Lord, we pray for the family of Jeff Bosselman, Bill and Kathy and Keith and Kim and Laura and Tyson and Brendan and family. Lord, as they mourn Jeff's loss, we pray for them, and we pray for Stacy and Jeff and all of their family. Lord, it is in faith that we mourn and grieve because we know that there is an ending of our mourning and grieving through the promise of everlasting life. And so we pray for your peace. We pray for your comfort. We pray for your assurance and your presence to be with each of these three families. And Lord, our grief knows no end at times when we experience another family that is dealing with death. That reminds us of the deaths we've experienced. And so, Lord, I pray for your continual peace and just a mighty awareness of your great love. And, Lord, for those individuals that are going through health concerns, whether they have been diagnosed or not known fully, whether there's times of testing, times of operations, times of recovery, for those that are in the hospital this day, either named on our list or by people that we know, Lord, we continue to pray for miracles of healing. We thank you for the medical world that relies upon your knowledge and upon your gifts. And we pray for healing and for safety and for support and strength. And Lord, as we worship this day, as we think about opening the eyes of our hearts, as we think about heart in worship, we thank you for who you are. And I pray that it's in spirits of gratitude and thanksgiving that we unite together in a prayer of our Lord, praying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Today's two sermon scriptures are taken from the book of John and from the Psalms. Our first reading is from John chapter 4, verses 19 through 26, and can be found on page 1053 in your pew Bible. Sir, the woman said, I can see that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim that the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus declared, Believe me, woman, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for the salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and his worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. The woman said, I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Then Jesus declared, I who speak to you am he. And our second reading is from Psalm chapter 51, verses 15 through 17, which can be found on page 562 of your Pew Bible. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. This is God's holy word.
Our sermon hymn is number 398 in your red hymnal, Fill My Cup, Lord. If you are able, please rise and join in singing.